We have great teachers, but we also have teachers that are failing our students, that perhaps should not be in teaching. And how does the state address that? Because the way they've been addressing it does not work for the kids. It works for the teachers to have that job and stay in that job.
Meet Julia Macias, a high school freshman who lives in California's San Fernando Valley.
I plan on going to an Ivy League college such as Harvard or MIT, most likely leaning towards the sciences like astronomy or physics.
And while Julia is currently on the honor roll, there were times when it seemed like her effort wasn't paying off.
Being a kid in the California system right now is a lot like the lottery. You might get an amazing teacher one year, and then a not so amazing teacher, and you see your scores are reflected upon that. Because I remember having my scores go up and down, like I'd like score really well one year, and then the next year I'd go down like 200 points, which is a big, big gap.
So when she was in the second grade, Julia's parents went to meet with her teacher and got a surprising response.
Her teacher, you know, mentioned that she's just not good in math. That there are kids that are good in math and there's that are not, and she wasn't one of them. Because maybe she had a learning disability. That she did all that she could.
So Julia's parents got her switched to a different class where she flourished.
She's telling me, coming home excited, doing her work, and she says, "Dad, oh my God, I never knew there were so many ways of doing things." And I thought, what can you attribute that to? Because it's the same girl. The settings change. Different teacher.
The Macias' experience with ineffective teachers led them to join 8 other students and become part of a lawsuit known as Vergara versus California. The case took on labor statutes that make it difficult to get rid of underperforming teachers, including the permanent employment statute, which gives a teacher tenure after just 16 months on the job, and the last in, first out statute, which forces districts to lay off teachers based on seniority and not performance. In fact, the dismissal process is so convoluted that experts testified that out of 275,000 teachers in California, only 2 are dismissed each year on average for unsatisfactory performance. And the process itself can cost taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees. In a ruling last June that was widely hailed by education reformers, a Superior Court judge found in favor of the plaintiffs, writing, "Substantial evidence presented makes it clear to this court that the challenge statutes disproportionately affect poor and/or minority students. The evidence is compelling. Indeed, it shocks the conscience." The California Federation of Teachers denounced the verdict and vowed to appeal the decision.
"We believe the judge fell victim to the anti-union, anti-teacher rhetoric of one of America's finest corporate law firms that set out to scapegoat teachers for the real problems that exist in public education."
In California, teachers obtain permanent employment by law after only 16 months on the job.
Joshua Lipschitz, a lawyer with Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher, argued on behalf of the plaintiffs.
"And the dismissal statutes are really what make up, in some ways, some of the core protections of teacher tenure in California, because they create an extraordinarily difficult set of hurdles that a school district must clear in order to dismiss a teacher for any reason."
"Well, I'm tenured right now, but if I do break the law or if I'm acting inappropriately, I can still be dismissed. It's not a guarantee for life."
Gabriela Ibarra is a 5th grade teacher in Los Angeles and a member of the California Federation of Teachers. She's been in the classroom for 18 years and hopes the Vergara ruling will be overturned.
"We're focusing on performance by just test scores versus looking at the whole picture. Every child comes in differently with different experiences and backgrounds and skills. And for us to expect every teacher to bring every student up to level takes time. Taking our rights away doesn't help us be better at what we're doing. It's just putting a negative image to everybody else that we're not doing our job properly."
But the Vergara case isn't about taking away a teacher's right to tenure, nor is there any system in the United States that relies solely on test scores to evaluate a teacher in the classroom.
Their own experts testified that 3 to 5 years would be a better amount of time to decide whether a teacher is deserving of tenure, which just makes sense. It gives teachers more of a chance to prove themselves, and it gives school districts more of an opportunity to look at data and see how the students of those teachers are performing. Instead, the teachers' unions really spent the whole case focusing on why tenure as a concept is important. And that's something that really was not at issue in this case.
In fact, many of the teachers used as examples of poor performance in the Vergara case displayed numerous indicators of incompetence that did not rely on student performance, a fact that was supported by many educators during the trial.
Throughout the entire case, we had lots of teachers who came out to support us, testified on our behalf, and really explained both to the public and to the court, to the judge, that having ineffective teachers in their schools and in their midst is terrible for them and terrible for the profession.
As the decision moves through the appeals process, the Vergara ruling has already prompted advocacy groups in other states to take action. Last month, a group of families filed a similar lawsuit in New York, and cases are expected to be filed in Connecticut, Maryland, Oregon, New Mexico, Idaho, and Kansas. Though it could take years for the courts to make a final ruling, Julia Macias is busy focusing on her future.
I do have another goal of making kids aware that they can and do have the ability to succeed in life with the right type of education. I find it very important to have that goal heard and my voice heard.
Click below to see more from Reason TV and subscribe for all of our latest videos.